example of those people who have taken as their aid, as their helper, as their protector, as the one who will see them through everything. Meaning those who have taken the jinn and the shayateen as their masters. Their example is exactly like the example of the spider that has built its house. Meaning the spider that has spun its web. The spider, it places all its trust that whatever is going to fall in this web, there's no way it's going to come out. And the nature of the web itself is unique. What an example Quran was going to give. The web of the spider is of a very invisible nature. There are those webs of a spider that is spun to catch a bird. It will be spun between two trees at times. It will be of such an invisible nature that the bird that is flying, it sees the fruit behind the web, it does not see the web. At that speed that that bird is flying, you would have thought it would have gone through the web. But this web is of a very strong nature. Invisible it is. It seems so flimsy as the wind blows, it blows with it. You cannot see it. But when something gets caught in it, that's when it realizes that this thing is not something small. The nature of the web of a spider is, when an insect or a bird gets caught in the web, the more that insect or bird tries to get out itself, the bigger the problem it falls into. The more it moves and becomes restless, edgy, the more the fiber of the web sticks onto other parts of its body. After it makes itself tired, and it tries every effort to get out of the web, when it has no strength left, and by rolling around it has put itself in a bigger problem, that's when the spider pitches up. Now all it has to do is inject that final poison. Similar is the nature of the web of the shayateen. They have placed all their trust in it. They cannot see anyone getting out of this web. And indeed this web is such that the man who goes towards it, he doesn't see it. He sees the fruit behind this web. When he falls in the web, there are those people who exert themselves trying to get out of the problem they fell in by using their own means. The more they will roll around, the bigger the problem will become. Until finally when they find that there is no way out, no exit, that's when the shaitan puts that final poison. Either it's kufr, either the man commits suicide, he loses hope totally. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. If only it could be understood that the weakest of houses is the house of the spider. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only man had understood. If the agents of the shayateen had understood the weakness of this house, they would never have trusted the shayateen. And the man who falls into this web, if he understands the weakness of this house, he will know and realize how to get out. When every person in this world, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed us all we're going to make mistakes. Kullu bani adama khatta. All are going to make mistakes. But when we fall in this trap, when we get stuck onto the web, when you were looking at the fruit behind it and we never saw it, and they are the people who are the servants of Almighty Allah, as soon as they fall in, they realize I'm trapped. تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. In another verse of Quran, Almighty Allah says, as soon as they get hit with the knock of the shaitan, إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. They realize immediately, where am I? فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Their eyes open up. At that time, what does a man do? He should never ever look at his own self and say, I'll get out of this problem. Man can never get out of his problem. That insect, if it remains calm, and it understands, I myself am not getting out of this web, I need a stronger power to get me out of this web. The web for man is indeed very strong, from the angle of man. But from the angle of Almighty Allah, the web is very weak. When man gets stuck in a problem and he looks towards Almighty Allah, the web of a spider, no matter how it has caught that insect, when the woman of the house enters, that web becomes small, the spider becomes small. The insect itself's job is to look towards the superior power. Man's job is we have our Allah. Whenever man gets knocked and gets stuck into the web, he should never ever try and say, I'll get out of it. I got a certain plan. with my plan I'm coming out of this problem. The plans of man has never taken man out of problems. It always placed him more in problems. The men of Almighty Allah, whenever they felt that they were stuck onto the web, Allah Tabarakala in the Quran again and again gave examples of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. A problem came, how they immediately fell in front of Almighty Allah, begging for forgiveness. This is the way to get out of the webs of the shayateen. Indeed, it's a very strong web from the angle of man. But from the angle of Almighty Allah, it is the weakest of houses. It collapses just like that. The agents of the shayateen, had they understood the power of Allah, they would never have left Allah and taken the shayateen as their masters. As for the believers, had they understood, and may Allah make us all understand, the power of Almighty Allah, they would never feel overawed. They would never be over-impressed. They would never fall in fear. Rather, they would look at the web of the spider. They would see where it is. And how do you see the web of the spider? In the next surah, after surah Al-Ankabut, Allah Tabarakala first gives the example of how sometimes something is so strong, but it's not going to remain strong forever. And in the next surah, surah Luqman, Almighty Allah gives the example of what is wisdom. In surah Ar-Rum, the beginning verse was, Alif Lam Mim Ghulibati Ar-Rum Fi Adna Al-Ard Wahum Min Ba'di Ghalabihim Sayaghlibun. This was an incident that happened in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was the days of Makkah Mukarrama. The Muslims at that time were finding a lot of persecution from the Quraysh. The Quraysh were idol worshippers. So their link was more to the Persian Empire, which was a satanic empire, fire-worshipping empire. As for the Muslims, their link were more with the Christians, because they were also the ones worshipping an Allah. The Muslims were worshipping an Allah. A battle at that time took place between two superpowers, the Persian Empire, satanic in nature, the Roman Empire, although their religion, Christianity, was not fully correct, but the Muslims felt themselves closer to them, because both were calling out to one Allah. It was natural that the Muslims would be desiring the victory of the Romans, and the Quraysh were waiting for the victory of the Persians. It happened that the Persians were victorious, and they were a very strong empire. When the news came to Makkah Mukarrama, the Quraysh taunted the Muslims at how they destroyed the Romans. Tomorrow, we are also going to destroy you. Verse of Quran was revealed, Ghulibati Rum, that indeed today the Roman Empire has collapsed. Fi adna al-ard, in a land not very far from you. Wahum min ba'di ghalabihim sayaghlibun. But let it be known that very shortly after they have been destroyed, they will also get the upper hand. Fi bid'i sinin, it will take only a couple of years. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had so much on conviction of this verse that he said to that man in front of him, he was ready to go on a bet for it. If a person at that time had to ask Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, but how will the Romans ever stand? Do you know the power of the Persians? Do you know their claw is in every place? There is no way the Romans are going to defeat them. Where are they going to get their saman, their weapons, their soldiers? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's nazar was not on the things of this world. It was on a promise of Almighty Allah. If Almighty Allah said that very soon, the one who has been maghloob, the one who has been overpowered, he will stand up again. That yaqeen of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu has to be the yaqeen of the people of Iman. It is a yaqeen called لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ. Let it be understood that for Almighty Allah is the command, for Almighty Allah is the permission, that the defeat of the Romans also happened by the decision of Allah. And the ghalba of the Romans, the victory of the Romans, that will also happen by the command of Almighty Allah. When the Muslim Empire collapsed in recent times, when the Khilafah fell to the ground, لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ had to be the word on the tongue of the people of Iman, that the collapse also is from Almighty Allah's side. Had Almighty Allah not allowed, it would never have collapsed. وَمِن بَعْدُ, after this, no matter how powerful an empire comes, no matter how strong and how far-fetched they have their wings and their claws, for Almighty Allah was the matter from before, for Almighty Allah will be the matter after. وَيَوْمَئِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ, on the day when the Muslims will see the help of Allah coming, It was a few years later in the Battle of Badr, the Muslims destroyed the Quraysh. On that same day also the news came that the Romans have destroyed the Persians. But there was a verse, an indication in this verse, that in every era, when the Muslim nation will find a slight collapse, the Khilafah falls, the Sultanate falls, a Muslim power falls, لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ, has to be on the tongue of every believer. That Allah Tabaraka Taala, how He brought one down, very soon He will bring it up again. بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, indeed Allah helps who He wants. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ, when everyone is speaking about, but how strong this empire is, Allah Tabaraka Taala says, but Allah is Al-Aziz, He is the Most Mighty. Ar-Rahim, that the collapse took place because of the sins of the believers. And Allah Tabaraka Taala's mercy will always be ready to look at them. Once they start begging for forgiveness, they will find that Allah who brought them down will be ready to make them stand again. Ar-Rahim, indeed He is most merciful. When a king shouts at his slave, and he tells the slave, get out of my land. If that slave thinks, if I get out, where is he going to go? But if that slave remains at the door of the king, and he continues begging for the mercy of the king, understanding that there is no one more powerful than my king, and my king is the most merciful, as I disgrace myself today by disobeying my king, but if I beg for his mercy, I will find him to be most merciful. My izzat is back at the door of the king, Ar-Rahim. Whenever a collapse has taken place of the Muslim ummah, going back towards its ghalba, it had to do with finding the mercy of Almighty Allah. Wa'ad Allah, this is a promise of Allah, that if today you fell, tomorrow you will stand. La yukhlifu Allahu wa'ada, Allah will never go against His promise. Unfortunately, majority of mankind do not understand. The reason is, ya'lamuna zahiran min al-hayati dunya, they have placed their understanding on the apparent things of this world. In their mind, power got to do with material means. The one who has more weapons, the one who has a greater technology, the one who got a greater hand on the wealth of the world. Looking at all of that, he decides to make a decision that this power or this empire is now a superpower. No one will be able to defeat him. No one will be able to stand against him. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ, they have no idea. They are completely oblivious of the coming worlds. Worlds where what power you had today will mean nothing in that world. What money you had today will mean nothing. What glory you got today will have mean nothing. Akhirah got to do with the year after. Akhirah also got to do with the future of what is just coming in the future. Allah Tabaraka Taala then gives what an example. أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, man must just look at his own body. In his own body he will understand that there is no power and there is no weakness for any individual. Whoever is powerful should never feel, I will remain powerful forever. Whoever is weak must never feel that I will be weak forever. At the end of the surah, Almighty Allah gives a unique, explains this example in the most unique manner. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'fin, that it is Allah who created you. Once upon a time, how weak you were. The child could not even crawl. It could not hold its own body up. Everyone who looked at the child looked at it with mercy, looked at it with a feeling that, hey, it cannot do anything at all. We need to help it. If we are not there to help it, how will it stand? ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ دُعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ, but within a few years, that very child who could not carry himself, he is now carrying other children. After that weakness, how we made him so strong? When the Muslim ummah ever finds themselves at a weak state, what a verse of Quran this is. خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ دُعْفٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ دُعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ, as for that power that becomes strong, like what we have, the empires of evil around us in the world, they look at their strength and they feel that the strength will never come to an end. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضُعْفًا وَشَيْبًا, they just have to look at that old man. Just yesterday how strong he was, how he walked and he carried, but today he is bent. Yesterday how he saw to the needs of others, how he used to scream and shout at others, today others are shouting and screaming at him. Yesterday others were begging him for mercy, today he is begging for mercy. This is the nature of man, of every king that has come in this world. At one time they themselves were so weak. Allah made them strong. When they became strong, they got filled with pride. They never understood that the big man also becomes one day an old man. The empires of evil will also come to the ground. It is a system of Almighty Allah. لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ. At the beginning the matter is for Almighty Allah. At the ending the matter is for Almighty Allah. For the believers it's this. My Allah has given a promise to me. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is the most mightiest. No one will break his power. الرَّحِيمُ. And I can only go and beg at his door. He is the most merciful. When that mercy will fall, then that disgrace that I found myself in, which I brought upon myself, I will stand out of that disgrace. Allah Tabaraka Taala ends the surah with, فَصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. That remain with patience, remembering that the promise of Almighty Allah is indeed the truth. When Allah promised the believers that He will give them ghalba, He will make them the dominant force in the world, He will lift them up if they fall. وَلَا يَسْتَخِفَّنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُقِنُونَ. If around you find those people who cannot believe this, they have no conviction in this year, then they should not remove your sabr. وَلَا يَسْتَخِفَّنَّكَ. Their words, their sentences should not take away your patience, should not take away your trust in Almighty Allah. Thereafter comes Surah Al-Luqman. In Surah Al-Luqman, it got to do with the wisdom of a person who was not a Nabi of Almighty Allah, but he was blessed with such wisdom that his words would be mentioned in Quran, like how the words and the advices of the Anbiya alayhimus salam was mentioned. A lesson that is taken from Surah Luqman is that in every era, Almighty Allah will create, especially in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there will be individuals who will not be the Anbiya alayhimus salam, but taking from the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they will become a Luqman of the era. They will be blessed with wisdom. According to the different levels of wisdom, every person should make an effort to be blessed and to ask Almighty Allah for this wisdom. It is with this wisdom that a person sees the web of the spider. That web which is invisible, but a very old bird when he looks towards that web, because the light of the sun, the ray of the sun sometimes does hit on the web. On that ray he picks up where the web is. And now he makes a great effort to warn his child, to warn his chick, to warn other birds, that if you need something, you can go anywhere in the world, just don't go in this one direction. In this direction there is a trap. This is the meaning of hikmah. One meaning of hikmah is wisdom. Wisdom, one meaning is that you are able to see some things which other people cannot see. You see it in the light of the Quran and Sunnah. The people of wisdom, they see the traps of the devil. The people of wisdom see the falls of the people where others have fallen. The people of wisdom, a second meaning of wisdom got to do with tolerance and patience. That as you will give advice to the people around you, you cannot become impatient. A father has to be a Luqman of the era. The mother has to be a Luqman of the era. It is the old bird, he has come to warn the young bird. Every old person, especially in the eras of fitna, has to warn the young. Every person has to become a Luqman of the era. A sheikh in a town is the Luqman of the time. An alim giving a bayan is a Luqman. Every person has to ask Allah for more wisdom, that I can see more of the reality of this world, and I can warn other people. Advice is given to the Luqman of the era, and advice is given to how he must give advice. To be the Luqman of the era, to be blessed with wisdom, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ. Indeed, we had given. This word we had given means that it comes from the treasure of Almighty Allah. Indeed, we had given Luqman a unique amount of wisdom. أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. With the same command that continue thanking Almighty Allah. This was the advice for every wise person of the era. That when you will have wisdom, and you will see people around you not doing the actions of wisdom, when you will see them doing, making mistakes and falling in the traps, man should never ever think of himself to be great. Rather, he should go more in the shukr of Almighty Allah. When you see a blind person walking in front of you, you do not become proud over your eye. Rather, you have to make shukr for that eye. As you found him blind, he did not take away his eyesight. Allah took it away. How Allah took his, Allah can take ours. When man finds himself blessed with wisdom, and he sees people around him blind to wisdom, it should never make him proud and haughty. He should never talk in a manner that says, can't you see where you are going? Rather, he should continue with the shukr, thanking Almighty Allah. Allah's promises that you continue making shukr. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرُ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ Whoever will make shukr, he will find the benefit of the shukr only coming back to him. His eyesight in this world, his foresight in this world, day by day will increase. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ And once the person attributes it to himself, he says, can't you see the problems in the world? Can't you see the traps of the devil? Can't you see where you are walking? How could you have done what you did? وَمَنْ كَفَرَ Once he attributes it to himself, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ Let him understand that Allah is most independent, meaning Allah doesn't even need his wisdom, his ibadah. Allah himself is Hamidun, though Allah is the only one who is worthy of being praised. Man himself should never think he is worthy of being praised. And then came the tariqah that Luqman radiallahu an would speak. This is the advice for every Luqman of the era, how to speak to the people under him. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ When he advised his son, one is your real son, and one is the sons under you, meaning the youth of the ummah, the people around you, everyone who is blind to the traps in front of him. One is وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ You have to give them advice. You have to continue calling them. Man cannot just sit back and say, who is going to listen? How a father never ever says this regarding to his son. He will continue asking, begging his son to give him a chance to advise him. Ya Bunayya, the basis of the advice will be nothing but love. He would say, oh my beloved son. And then the advice that would be centered, although it had to do with there are a lot of traps of the devil, but look at the advice of Luqman, radiallahu an. He did not even focus on the devil in his advice. Not one mention was made of shaitan, of the evil of the time. The entire advice that he gave was centered, was focused around the being of Almighty Allah. When man is introduced to Almighty Allah's power, it is only natural that his eye turns away from that which is faulty. When man understands that Allah is everywhere, he will not go towards that thing which is not allowed for him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about this in detail, that sometimes a person falls from an animal and then he starts cursing the shaitan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then you see the shaitan bloating. He becomes more and more happy that, see, this man understood my power, how I made him fall. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, attribute it to Allah. Say, it only happens from Allah. Then he says, you will now see the shaitan getting smaller and smaller until he becomes completely disgraced. Man should see the traps of the shaitan, but man should never speak about it in such a manner that it makes the shayateen more happy. That look at our web now, we got everyone into our web. Rather, the shayateen must be ignored. They must be given a cold shoulder. The web, the trap must be seen, and the trap must be, the people must be told, go away from the trap, far away from the trap, but never ever to speak so much of the shaitan as though they are the asal. The beginning and end of man's life is the Zaat of Almighty Allah. He would say, oh my beloved son, La tushrik billah. Do not ever make shirk with Almighty Allah. Allah Tabarakallah says, immediately after that advice, the second advice for the youth, for the people of the ummah, for the world, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ And we said to mankind, be very kind to your parents. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ Think about your mother. How she carried you, difficulty upon difficulty. Just because you never saw the difficulty, doesn't mean the difficulty was not there. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ See, giving you milk was difficult. Taking you out of the milk was difficult. Just because you don't remember it, does not mean those difficult days were not there. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ We ordered man, just like how you could not see what your mother was doing for you, does not mean she never do it. Similarly, man hardly sees what Almighty Allah does for him. Just because he can't see it, does not mean Allah is not doing. We don't ever remember what happened to us when we were in the womb of the mother. We don't understand that first 7 years, 8 years of our life, how in so many places we were in such a problem, it was only Allah that was cheering us. Every day that passes, we forget how Allah looked after me. While I am talking now, is my mind going, how my ear is moving, how my tongue is moving, how my body is moving? Just because man cannot see the help of Allah, just like how man cannot remember the help of the mother, doesn't mean the mother never go through that. Just because man cannot see directly the help of Allah, he has to understand it does not mean that the help is not moving through my body. And اشكر لي ولوالديك. The advice to man is continuously remain in the shukr of the Zat of Almighty Allah and to your parents. إلي المصير. Because indeed all are coming back to Almighty Allah. The advice of Luqman radiallahu anhu was then going to continue to his child. He would say to him, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved child, remember, إِنَّهَا إِنْتَكُ مِثْقَالٍ. Whatever it is, no matter how small it is, wherever it is, فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ. It can be under a rock, it can be somewhere in the skies, it can be in the bottom of the earth. يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ. You will not manage to hide away from Almighty Allah. You could have been in your room, and it's written there, private, no one to enter. Which father will manage to always police over his child? Which mother will manage to every day see the phone of the child? But it is this lesson that is given, put in the mind of a person. This was the advice of Luqman to his son. This is the advice of the Luqman of every era to the people in front. That you cannot hide from Almighty Allah. You can't run from Allah. Rather run back towards Almighty Allah. يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. He would bring his child onto A'mal. Correct your actions. And the greatest of actions is, not only would he say, perform Salah, which is an error that we all make, especially with our own bodies, and with the bodies of our young children. When a child reaches the age of 7, the age of 10, normally so much a parent does know. He says to his son, read your namaz. The mother screams to the boy, screams to the daughter, perform your Salah, read your Salah. The child goes, he says, Allahu Akbar. He's wearing, whether he's in his pyjamas, in his tracksuit, whether he got a funny hat on, it makes no difference. Because the parent only ordered him, read his namaz. He's a small child in the end of the day. He's not even baligh. He just says, Allahu Akbar. He's quickly in ruku. He's up again. He's in sajda. The mother and the father are happy that what I was commanded to do, to order my child to perform salah, the advice that he gave was, no, it is not just reading a salah. At that very young age, the child is ordered, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved child, أقيم الصلاة, perfect your salah. That child before bulugh already must be told, don't rush through the salah. It takes 5 minutes, whether you go fast or you go slowly, take it easy. When that child will perform a good salah at a young age, it will keep him straight throughout his life. وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. At a young age, the child must be made aware, there's a lot of wrong in the world, there's a lot of good things in the world. Oh my child, you are born as a da'i. You are born to invite towards that which is good, and to tell other people, do not do what is wrong. Whoever stands as a da'i, Allah will protect him from becoming mad'u, invited from others. وَصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ. Every father has to tell his child, every sheikh has to tell his murid, that in this world there will be a lot of difficulties, lot of opposition, there will be mockery, and then he will give the examples of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the men of Almighty Allah have always gone through difficulties. It is with sabr that you will manage. وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. And finally the father will speak to his child with regards to good character, that you are living in an environment that people have a very rough character, very rude character. They are loud, they shout, they scream. When they became angry, they swear. Oh my beloved child, perfect your character, perfect your tone. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ. Watch how you walk. Do not walk too slowly. Do not walk very fast. Watch how you talk. وَغْدُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. Do not scream. Do not be vulgar. إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. Indeed, the worst of voices is the voice of the donkey. In this manner, every Luqman of the era must continue making shukr to Almighty Allah. Through the barakah of shukr, Allah will bless him with more wisdom. And with that wisdom, then he invites the children in front of him, the youth of the ummah, the people who are blind to the traps. He will invite them, introduce them, and place deeply in their mind the recognition, the ma'rifat, the awareness of Almighty Allah. It is when this will come in a person, he will explain to them a'mal, he will explain to them akhlaq. When all this is there, then Luqman has been done, the advice has been given. Now it just comes, will the person accept the advice or not? So in the next surah, Surah Sajda, Allah Tabaraka Taala makes reference that there will always be two groups of people. One will be those, إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. When they are warned, when they are given advice, they accept it wholeheartedly. they will fall immediately for Almighty Allah's obedience. And there will be another group, no matter how much advice they are given, they will just turn away. That must never make a person stop giving advice. One group will accept and they will find Almighty Allah in all goodness. One group will not accept. They are not accepting, must not make the people ever stop giving advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst that jamaat. When we are invited, when we are reminded of the signs of Almighty Allah, we wholeheartedly accept it and we fall in the obedience of Almighty Allah.